it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The Democrats refused to keep the government open over health care to illegal aliens and now have jeopardized critical health care programs for American citizens instead. The Women, Infants, and Children program, community health center funding, Medicare treatment options, and other health programs are now all at risk because of the Democrats rejecting the clean CR. The most vulnerable in our country are being punished because the Democrats want to prioritize illegals over American citizens.
Yeah, so that was Carolyn this morning kind of laying the gauntlet down.
Enough is enough. Democrats need to stop sabotaging our country and holding the American people hostage in the country. Democrats need to do their jobs. The American people want the government reopened.
Congressman and Dr. Bob Onder is with us this afternoon to talk about the Schumer shutdown and to explain some of the particulars here. Hello, Bob. How are you this afternoon?
Good. It's great to be back.
So when we get this, there's a lot of back and forth here, and I tried to explain some of this. I think you're going to be a better messenger here than I at the beginning of the show, and you tell me if I'm off the mark here at all. So there's one aspect of this that deals with health care that could go to migrants who aren't here in the country legally. There's another aspect that deals with the Obamacare subsidies that were extended from ARPA a few years ago before you were a member of Congress, or they were created from ARPA, then they were extended, and they expire at the end of this year. So that's what the Democrats are kind of holding on to right now, and they think that that's their, you know, I guess, negotiating point. It seems to me that the Democrats have no place to go but to accept what the Republicans are offering. But
yes.
Explain a little bit of the back and forth on these health care claims, because, you know, candidly, the American people, especially when it's filtered through the legacy media, are probably very confused right now.
Yeah, well, it is confusing, Mark, for good reason. By the way, Carolyn Leavitt put all of it very well. The real issue here is that the Democrats are putting their radical agenda and wanting every last thing that the American people voted against on November 5th in return for just keeping the government open for 7 more weeks while we negotiate a final budget. A big part of what is going on is that the Democrats do want to provide health care for illegal aliens, and there are several million illegal aliens on welfare, probably more than that. But regarding health care, yeah, what the Democrats are doing when they talk about Medicaid, they're talking about going back and undoing all the very, very valuable reforms that the Republican Congress, myself included, President Trump, made to the Medicaid program as part of the Working Families Tax Cut Act, formerly known as the Big Beautiful Bill. And that included, number one, keeping illegal aliens off of Medicaid by doing eligibility checks, also keeping duplicate and triplicate insurance claims off of Medicaid by doing eligibility checks, instituting work requirements for Medicaid eligibility, and really, I think in general, ending waste, fraud, and abuse, which I can tell you as a doctor who has treated Medicaid patients for over 30 years, Medicaid is loaded with waste, fraud, and abuse. And speaking of waste, fraud, and abuse, there's the other program that the Democrats want continued, and that is the Biden ARPA, so-called enhanced Obamacare subsidies,
right,
done in the name of COVID.
Right.
You know, not a single Republican voted for that, and for good reason. We know that there are at least 2.3 million ineligible people on that program. Some of the people, some of the folks who are on the this expanded ARPA Obamacare subsidy plan, they don't even know they're on it. Brokers went to homeless shelters and stood in front of Walmarts. 40 to 50% of folks haven't used the plan at all. An audit showed 4.4 million enrollments fraudulent or improper. So we need to end that program, or at least dramatically reform it. But this is all, talking about health care is just a distraction from the fact that the Democrats and Chuck Schumer wanted to shut down the government, and they did shut down the government.
So what happens here? Well, how do we get out of this? I mean, the last one was 35 days. Doesn't seem like, you know, your side, my side is going to give. I don't think they should.
Yeah.
So
no.
So what do you think ends up happening here? Will this be extended? What's the, you know, the negotiating point where someone's going to say, okay, we got to get the government back open again. And then, of course, we got to do this all in a couple of months. And I guess there's a follow-up question to that, because if we do this all in a couple of months, will we have another CR, or can we finally get an appropriations bill done?
Yeah, well, I hope we can finally get an appropriations bill done, as the Budget Control Act of 1974 requires, but we haven't done that for many years. Where do we go from here? Well, when we in the House of Representatives passed the continuing resolution, only one Democrat voted for the CR. Now, already three Democrats over in the Senate have voted for the CR. I really believe that Democrats, being the party of government, and believe me, the government shutdown hurts a lot of innocent people, and I don't want to shut down at all. But I guarantee a lot more of the folks being furloughed and even let go permanently, a lot more of them are voting for Chuck Schumer than they are for Leader Thune or Leader Johnson. So I think ultimately the Democrats come to their senses. I believe that Chuck Schumer had to have a shutdown because he had to look like a tough guy, because he got a lot of flack from his left-wing base.
The last time, right?
The last time.
Well, because these are the same funding levels that he voted for the last time. And
100%. Right. And I would add, Mark, and this is why it hurts for me as a Republican to vote for CRs, period. These are basically Biden-era funding levels.
Right.
So, at least we're not increasing spending. And again, we're not talking about the Democrats proposing a little increased spending. They're talking about $1.5 trillion in new spending.
So I want you to respond to this, because look, I've known you for a while. You're always a fiscal conservative. You're now a member of Congress. You got to make some of these tough decisions, right? Rand Paul is always a guy in the Senate who votes against these CRs. But here's what he says.
I address every spending bill, no matter which party presents it, as to whether it will add to the debt or save us money. The Republican plan adds about $2 trillion to the debt. The Democrat plan would add about $3 trillion to the debt. I'm just not for piling on more. We have a $37 trillion debt. Somebody's got to do something about it. Someone has to take a stand. And there needs to be a conservative wing of the Republican Party. And sometimes I'm it. Right now, I am it. I'm opposed to deficit spending. I proposed an alternative, the penny plan, which would balance over 5 years. And I will vote for that. I will vote for something that has less deficit. But I'm not voting for a $2 trillion deficit.
And I like, you know, Senator Paul's always very principled and very consistent on this. And I get it. One of the things that I said during the Big Beautiful Bill, because he was very consistent during the debate over that, is, okay, there's being principled, and then there's the reality of, unfortunately, how the government works. And I think that's kind of where you are as a member of Congress. You're not crazy about all this spending, but you have to keep the government and things moving. Is that an accurate representation?
Yeah, I think when he was talking about $1.5 and $3 trillion, he was probably talking about H.R. 1, the Big Beautiful Bill, not about this CR. This CR doesn't increase the debt by anywhere near what he talked about. And by the way, I do like his penny plan, and I would vote for it.
What is
absolutely
that? What is that?
It would restrain spending at current levels minus 1%, and over a not too long time frame, it would balance the budget.
I love that. I'm looking at his website right now, and I've never, you know, I was out a little bit this summer, and I did not hear about this. So that's interesting. I'm glad that he put that on my radar, and that you did as well, Bob, because that's not, you know, why not have a discussion like that and debate it, right? Who Democrats are just going to take a stand against that and say, no, we're not for less spending, which I guess they would do, because, you know,
they
this
would.
Is what's, you know, and you know this now better than anyone, but it's just amazing, because most people don't understand that, you know, sometimes, and this is Washington math, that when you're talking about, you know, cuts – I'm not talking about cuts. You're just talking about the same amount of money that you spent the previous year. But that's a cut in Washington.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Deemed a cut.
Well, yeah, that's 100% correct. And even, you know, the big, beautiful bill, I thought, made some necessary reforms to Medicaid and some other entitlement programs. But even then, we still did not bring spending back to pre-COVID levels, which were all already, if you and I had talked back in 2019, we would have agreed that spending was already massively too high. And so, you know, government just keeps growing and growing, and it really has already become unsustainable. So, you know, I mean, for the Chuck Schumer and the Democrats to ask for $1.5 trillion in new spending as part of a continuing resolution, it's just utterly ridiculous.
So, this is probably a stupid question, but do you think this is a short-term shutdown, or is it going to be a long-term shutdown?
My guess, don't hold me to this, I'm going to guess a week or two.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess a week or two. I think it's going to have to be long enough that, you know, some people feel pain, and it's terrible. Now, you know, there are some things that will continue to go on. Seniors will continue to receive Social Security checks. Medicare and Medicaid payments will still go out. The military will continue to stay at their posts, although not get paid for a little while, which stinks. Yeah. With the Border Patrol, ICE, and so on, will all continue to function. And by the way, the federal parks will be open. It's just that you won't necessarily have personnel there to provide services. In the past, in past shutdowns, Democrat presidents have sometimes chained up the federal parks. So, I wish I could say it would be over by the end of the week, but
probably not.
I think
right.
That would be wildly optimistic.
So one more question. Congressman Bob Onder is here with us. Is some of the complaint here about the cuts, the rescission cuts to the PBS and NPR, is that they're
big
trying
part.
To make us think
yeah.
about that?
Yeah, really three things. They have the two massively expensive and wasteful and fraudulent demands related to health care. But then the other two demands are completely restore public broadcasting, NPR funding, and then promise no more attempts at restraining spending by doing rescission bills.
Nope.
So really
that's off the table, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, honestly, all four of those issues
right.
are off
Absolutely.
The table. They're really trying to undo everything the Trump administration and we congressional Republicans have done in the last 8 months. They're trying to undo it by holding the country hostage with this shutdown. So that's why I call it the Schumer shutdown.
Bob, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Keep on them.
Thank you, Mark.
That is Congressman Bob Onder.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.